A family in Iraq wants compensation for the death of a child. The Iraqi family's case is leading to questions about where military rule ends and where American, Iraqi, or international law begins. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
During the summer, Wafa Abdellatif's family likes to sleep on the roof of their Baghdad home. Latif's 12-year-old twins, Mohammed and Mustafa, used to carry their own bedrolls and blankets up to the roof. Latif says one night last June, her son Mohammed was getting ready for bed when the mother heard gunfire. A foot patrol of the 82nd Airborne Division was in the street outside the house.
They thought that Mohammed was carrying a weapon. He was only carrying a mattress. He was carrying it up to the roof.
Two neighbor boys brought Latif's wounded son down from the roof. He had a bullet in his chest. Then, Latif says, 16 American soldiers entered her house.
I was holding my bleeding son in my arms. We were in the kitchen. I would have felt better if one of them had tried to help. Their vehicles were right there. They could have taken him to the hospital, but they wouldn't even let our neighbors take him to the hospital.
The boy died soon after. The army investigated the incident and determined that the boy was carrying an AK-47. Major Jimmy Cummings is a spokesman for the 82nd Airborne Division.
The investigation shows that our paratroopers clearly followed the rules of engagement, and we were acting in self-defense in this incident.
The stories diverge widely at this point. The family says the army gave them $500 for the boy's funeral. The father said that wasn't enough, and he hired a lawyer to submit a claim for more money. The Army says it paid the claim for $3,500, but the family says it never received a response or the $3,500. Under more settled legal circumstances, a judge might be able to clarify the situation. As it is, the Iraqi lawyer doesn't know where to take his appeal. John Hudson is a retired Naval Judge Advocate General and Dean of Franklin Pierce Law Center. He's not surprised at the lawyer's confusion.
International law isn't going to help you. Iraqi law, at least at this point in time, I don't think is a realistic option, nor is, you know, U.S. federal court.
The primary system for Iraqi civilians to file claims against the U.S. military is something called the Foreign Claims Act. It allows foreign citizens who believe they've suffered at the hands of U.S. forces to file a claim against the U.S. military. Then the military decides whether or not to give money to the claimants. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett described the compensation system at a recent Central Command briefing in Baghdad.
I think the last time I reported on it, there had been over 11,000 claims on the part of noncombatants, and somewhere on the order of $2.5 million had been paid out. Compensation is a regular and routine part of what the coalition does on a daily basis.
But, says international law expert John Hudson, citizens are not eligible for compensation if the incident took place as part of combat operations.
So the key then oftentimes becomes, was it a combat activity or was it a non-combat activity?
Since formal hostilities in Iraq ended in May of 2003, the definition of combat activity has become blurry. Fred Abrahams is a consultant with the nonprofit group Human Rights Watch.
Individuals in the Judge Advocate General's office in Iraq told me personally that it was very difficult to determine what precisely was combat. So in the case of Mohammed Kubaisi, the 12-year-old, the U.S. military claims that they were shot at while on a foot patrol. So technically they can argue that this was a combat exclusion.
Once the new Iraqi government takes over on June 30th, there may be a more formal judicial system that could hear civilian complaints. But the Coalition Provisional Authority has a rule that gives U.S. soldiers and contractors immunity from lawsuits in Iraqi courts. John Hudson and other legal experts say that rule may leave the Kubaisi family with no legal recourse outside of the Foreign Claims Act, which means their story may end here, with two conflicting accounts and no final resolution. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.